Hello, I'm Jeremy Mullis.
And I'm Sarah Bishop.
And this is
Adventures in Wine Tasting,
the unofficial companion podcast to the 2023 Wine Advent Calendar from Costco, where every night is wine night until December 25th.
How come you're always so drunk on Christmas, making merry by yourself with a paper bag?
And it is December 23rd of 2023.
Wow. 12/23/23.
It is crazy town. Santa Claus is preparing.
He's getting ready.
To insert his fiery proboscis into the immobilized body of the year 2023. And to fill it with Christmas joy.
Oh, that seemed really frighteningly sexual and disturbing.
It's Christmas. You know what? Don't criticize how I celebrate Christmas.
That was a compliment, actually.
Should we have some wine?
I think we should. Shall I get her out and open her up?
Pull it out of the box. Ooh, what? What do we have here? It
is a dark, very dark label.
Argosy Pirates. It's got some kind of
a dark, dark picture of a crashing wave.
Crashing waves. An Argosy, of course, is a large merchant ship. And
of course,
pirate is a pirate. We don't know much about this wine, honestly, except that it is a red blend from southern France. There's no vintage on it, but we can assume that it is probably. Do you need help?
No.
You know, there's a knife on there that you can use for removing the label. You don't have to use the corkscrew.
Oh, right. I forgot about that part. Yeah, that does.
So, yeah, red blend, supposedly a big red blend from southern France. Don't know what's in it or what region it's from particularly, but look, I mean, what are the grapes of southern France? What are the key varietals? Your Malbec, your Grenache, your Syrah, perhaps some Cab Sauv. I mean, I don't know. Southern France, about quite a lot of the well-known wine regions of France are in the south, so who knows? Honestly, who knows? How's that going, Sarah?
I'm working on it. There.
Just took a little time. Looks good. So this is a dark red wine. Looks like a red wine to me, and I should know after 23 days of this bullshit. Smells nice.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. It's not as good as the last one. It's got a little something kind of weird on the finish.
Yeah. It's okay. It's not terrible. It's not as bad as some.
It tastes very French. There's a little bit of funk on it.
Did you just say it's not okay?
It's unacceptable.
It's not okay. It tastes very French. Fair.
It's fair. It's lighter. A little weird kind of
weird
finish. A little bit of funk on the finish. I wouldn't say I hate it. It's not making me gag. I'm not spitting it out. I will drink this wine. Any other thoughts before we break, Sarah?
No, I'll save my thoughts for now.
That's right.
Okay, and we are back.
We're back.
And I tell you, this, you know, it's a kind of weird wine. It's a kind of weird wine. I'm going to speculate this is largely a blend of Syrah and Gamay, which they grow a bit of in Beaujolais, which is technically southern France. But I think it's definitely got Gamay in there, because to me it's got kind of a gamey finish. It tastes kind of weird.
Yeah.
It tastes kind of like rotten. But not in a gross
funk
way. I mean, I'll tell you. in the immortal words of Jim Questkin and the Jug Band, well, a rich gal, she drinks good old whiskey. A poor gal will drink quite the same. But my gal, she drinks shoe polish. You know, she's getting drunk just the same. Is this...
I love that.
So, you know... Is this a great wine? No. Is this undrinkable? No. And will this slightly dull the pain of existence? Yeah, I think it will. Yep. So, I guess I'm going to give it 3JB.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, yeah, I largely agree with everything you said, Jeremy. I mean, I like to think this wine must, absolutely must be named, in fact, after the Argosy Casino in Kansas City.
Quite likely.
I mean, how could it not be? I'm sure the Tales of the Argosy has traveled all the way to France and come back to us on this wine bottle. You know, unlike the Argosy Casino, this wine, it's not stealing your troubles away like the Argosy might steal the money right out of your pocket, putting it in a... What's the word I'm trying to think of?
A money bag? The
no.
A slot machine?
I was trying to say pinball machine. I was like, that's wrong. I was like, pinball machine is definitely wrong. But it's not putting any of your troubles back.
I love this metaphor.
It's not stacking them up. It's not making them worse.
It's true. I feel like my life is no worse for having drank some of this wine.
And in the holiday spirit, I'm going to give this 3.5 JV.
Very generous.
Which means we have
an
average of 3.25 on the Argosy Pirates.
Could be worse. I think that's a reasonable showing. It's a fine utilitarian wine. It's not too offensive. So it does, I don't know. It just, you know, it's got that weird finish.
No, it's not great.
It's kind of gamey.
It's okay. It's fine.
Adventures in Wine Tasting is the unofficial companion podcast to the 2023 Wine Advent Calendar from Costco and is in no way endorsed by, affiliated with, maintained, authorized, or sponsored by the World in 24 Wine Calendar.
Ahoy, mateys!
All opinions expressed therein are those of Sarah Bishop, Jeremy Wallace, and or their guests. The World in 24 Wine Calendar and Costco
Probably
Wholesale bear no responsibility for the vast accuracy, legality, or content of this podcast.
Time to walk the plank.
Swab the deck.
It's a drunk on Christmas.
Arr.
Making paper by yourself with a paper bag.